What up, what up? This is Tyrese at Mom's Mobile Oil Change. And real quick, we back with another episode, a quick episode of the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. In this episode, I would like to title, What the Fuck Did I Do? Excuse my language. But this episode is about, what did I do here? What did I create? What did I set out to create? And where am I going to do now that I've created this? If you're anything like me, you've been in this industry for a while. And you may feel as though you're at a level of success. And I agree, you are. Success can be measured. Remember the day you first started your business, that was the first thing. Remember the day you got a first call from your business card that you handed out. These are all incremental successes that kept your business going along to get it to you being here listening to this episode. So, when we combine all of these little incremental successes and we stop and step back and we look at our business and we say, what do I have here? And I mean all aspects, because when it comes to business, you have different departments of a business, of a company. You have a marketing department, you have a payroll department, you have an HR department, you have operations, you have finances. You have different aspects to keeping this business in business. Now, the difference between a business and a company and a hustle can be debated. But for my definition, for the purposes of this conversation, we're going to define a hustle as you just hustling. You're getting money, you're making money, you don't got no processes, no procedures, you scattered around, people calling you, people inboxing you, you might have a website, and you're not billing in any certain way, you're mostly cash, you're doing all types of jobs. Oh, I can do that. Okay. Now, if you have a business, it's pretty much the same thing with the exception of some other things. You may have Square. You may have a GoDaddy website. You may have a separate phone number. But you're still operating as a hustler, as a run up in disguise as a business. Do you have a uniform? Are you following all the proper procedures that have been outlined by your industry? No, yes. And then we have a company, which is the full-blown company. It has everything that's basically required to run a company. You have processes, procedures, and you have people to do things that need to be done. A sole proprietorship is not a company or a business. A one-man operation. You can be a sole proprietorship and have employees, so that's not my point. A one-man operation is not a company or a business. A one-man operation with a side helper who helps out here and there is not a company or a business. A one-man operation that has somebody that hangs out with them in their vehicle helping them out is not a company or a business. And this is not about you and what you don't have or what you do have. This is about moms and how we've been structured and how we've been operating. And we've been operating for a very long time as a business, as a hustle disguised as a business. But we're definitely not operating as a company. And as a business or a hustle, we've gotten to the point where we should have been, we're expected to, and we're needing to operate as a company. So now it's kind of like, whoa, what the fuck did I create? A job for myself that sometimes I want to quit because I can't take a vacation whenever I want. Either I'm making enough money or I'm not making enough money. Because if I was making enough money, then I would be making enough money to hire someone. And if I wasn't making enough money, that's because I'm not making enough money to take a vacation. And then we could go deeper into the aspects of retirement, exit plans, but that's further down the line. Because now that you find yourself in this place where, let's say, you started off doing $0 a month, what kind of business starts off doing $20K a month? So you started off doing $0 a month. Now you're making $20K a month, which is more than you ever made from any job that you ever had. But look at your company and look at the way you're operating. Do you have a payroll department? Do you have employees? Do you have an onboarding process when you hire an employee? Do you have a proper billing process? Are you still using Square? Are you using QuickBooks and have a bookkeeper to handle your QuickBooks? And if you do, then maybe you should reach out to some of these people who don't and help them, because this industry is so fragmented that there's a lot of people out there who just don't know where to seek help, don't know where to get help, and they're just going to keep on operating until the fire burns out. You know, if we don't have goals in our business, where's your business plan? If you were to stick to a business plan, you would have known that in year 3 you were going to bring on an employee. You would have known in year 5 that you were going to add on an additional vehicle. You would have known that 30% of your revenue is going to come from air filters and 60% is going to come from oil change and 20% is going to come from brakes. You would have known these things. But now that you didn't and you don't, you have to go back and figure these things out every time a problem comes up, and you constantly just find yourself dealing with situations that you had no idea of, or that you ignored, or that we didn't seem important. You know, if you're a company or a business, then you should know certain stats and analytics. You should have certain KPIs that you use to measure your performances so that you can know how to pivot, how to adjust, how to increase, and how to decrease efforts. You know, we have to have a combination of things. That's how a marketing plan comes into play. When we speak of a marketing plan, it combines the things such as promotion, such as advertising, such as direct sales, such as outbound sales, such as lead generation. These are all the things that's incorporated into your marketing plan as designed to bring in a business revenue, potential clients, and to make money. And then if you are going to incorporate a sales plan in your marketing plan, then the sales plan is a different plan. But again, this is more of what have I created? And have you found yourself at a point where you starting to get blurry? Because at some point things starting to get blurry and you ask yourself, am I at the place that I set out to go? Because it feels like I can't go any further. And it feels like I don't want to go any further. But at the same time, it feels like I need to go further and that I'm required to go further. And although you may not need to, because you're happy, you're content with what you have and where you are, you have to think. You started a business, maybe for yourself to replace your income, but now your business is a part of the world. And once your business becomes a part of the world, there's certain obligations and certain things that you have to hold up to in your agreement to the world. So I just want you to think about it, like where you are and where you're going. What have you created and what are you creating? Because the last thing I want for you is to get to a point where you're like, I'm so successful that I'm ready to give up because I'm confused. And again, this is Tyrese over at Mom's Mobile Oil Change. This is the Mobile Oil Change podcast. And it's sponsored by Mom's Mobile Oil Change. It's available on your favorite streaming platforms. Make sure you tell a friend. Make sure you share this with anybody that you may find useful. And again, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Moms Oil Change, Twitter, Moms Oil Change, anywhere. All social medias, Moms Oil Change or Moms Mobile Oil Change. Inbox me, email me, tburtonmomsoilchange.com, and let me know if there's anything that I can do, we can do for you as far as, figuring out what's next.